This has often been described as the perfect prayer, the Our Father that we hear today, because it really captures all of the things that I could imagine us asking God about in our life, and it makes statements of faith that are really pretty powerful. Notice the very beginning, for example, Our Father, the statement that to be Christian is to be part of the church, to be part of a community of believers that is connected, that belongs to one another in very powerful and specific ways. We praise God in the midst of this. He is holy, which is really the goal of our life, to be holy, to be like God, and ultimately to be divinized by God in the next life when we are in the beatific vision. We pray that the kingdom of God, which is this period of justice and holiness, will become manifest in our world. We know that it is already here, but we know that it's not yet fulfilled. We pray for what we need. We pray that our sins may be forgiven and that we may forgive others. And we pray that in all things, God will always be with us, even in temptation. This prayer reminds us how important it is to pray, to seek God, to look for God, to watch for God in the ways in which God will be present in our own lives.